listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about one of the lesser known kings of Judah, a man named Abiyam. He was what we might call the successful failure. Here's where we read about him. 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. Here's the verses. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abiyam became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacha, the granddaughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. The line of the kings over Israel began with Saul, but he disqualified himself. So the dynasty of Saul ended with Saul. He was a one-king dynasty. Then came David, who was perhaps Israel's greatest ancient king. Next was Solomon, the son of David, and the one who built a glorious temple. Yet after Solomon came a disaster in the name of Rehoboam. He sunk the kingdom into carnality and civil war, and because of the division, soon there were two kingdoms from the 12 tribes of Israel. The king described in 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, was the son of Rehoboam, and he sat on the throne of the southern kingdom called Judah. That's why we read, Abiyam became king over Judah. The son of Rehoboam only reigned 3 years, showing that God did not bless his reign. From the comparing of this account with 2 Chronicles chapter 13, we learn that Abiyam knew something of the Lord, and he knew how to preach, but he did not uproot the idolatry and the sexual immorality that was introduced by Rehoboam. The successor of Abiyam, Asa, removed the centers of the sexually charged idolatry that were so common in the land. You'll find that in 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. But this is what we read about Abiyam. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. This was the real problem with Abiyam's reign: his lack of a real life or relationship with God. King David sinned during his reign, to be sure, but his heart stayed loyal to the Lord his God. The same could not be said of Abiyam. 2 Chronicles chapter 13 fills in more interesting details about the reign of Abiyam. He's called Abiyah in 2 Chronicles. It tells us how there was a war between Jeroboam of Israel and Abiyam of Judah, and how Abiyam challenged Jeroboam on the basis of righteousness and faithfulness to God. Jeroboam responded with a surprise attack, and victory seemed certain for Israel over Judah. But Abiyam cried out to the Lord, and God won a victory for Judah that day. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 18 says of that war, "Thus the children of Israel were subdued at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers." God blessed Abiyam's reign, even when it seemed that he didn't deserve it. Yet Chronicles also tells us of his standing at the end of his brief reign. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 21 says, "But Abiyah grew mighty, married 14 wives, and begot 22 sons and 16 daughters." In the midst of his victory and good leadership for Judah, he never had the relationship with the Lord that he should have. We could say that Abiyam is a classic example of something more and more common today. He was a successful failure. You see, he both succeeded and failed at the same time. You might say that Abiyam climbed the ladder of success and got to the top, only to find that the ladder leaned against the wrong building. Abiam thought that the most important thing in life was being a good king. He missed what really mattered most, his personal life with God. Don't make the same mistake in your own life.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.